Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, Your Call to Action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth.
Hello and welcome, everyone. You're listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Living Heaven on Earth. And we're all here creating our own versions of paradise. And my guest today is no exception to that. Have we got an exciting show for you today? Liesl Albrecht has been in the retreat field for over 25 years. She would run retreats on weekends and holidays from being a social worker. But the day that she turned 40, she took off with her 7-year-old and her 12-year-old son on their own Eat, Pray, Love pilgrimage around Asia for 3 months. Just her and her 2 boys and a ton of luggage. This was after a marriage that ended that was filled with stress, anger, addictions of an ex-husband who then had a life-changing accident that saw him lose an arm. She came back from this knowing that life had to change, but it still took about 4 years to have the courage to leave the only career that she's ever known to create a community that changes lives every single day. I'm so honored and delighted to have and introduce to you Liesl Albrecht. Welcome to the show, Liesl.
Thanks, Cornelia. That kind of gives me goosebumps when someone else reads it out. Like, I know what I've lived, but when someone else says it, it sounds quite phenomenal.
Yeah, it sounds like you had quite the journey, which is what we're going to go into today, because we're going to talk about your journey and how you're living your life today and where you came from. But I just want to acknowledge that you and I had sort of a fated appointment this year, a fated appointment in Kauai when we both met. And that was in May of this year. And I was facilitating a workshop and you were there and you brought your tribe, your Australian women with you doing retreat. You were there for a retreat and I was offering a workshop. And my workshop was doing what it is that I do, and that is to assist women to step into the truth of their being, not just women, but men too. And that particular night, it was about the divine feminine rising rooted in her full glory. And shortly thereafter, you left that retreat, that workshop, and received a download, and we're going to tell the audience about what that download was about and what you're doing today. So yes. It was just amazing how the universe brought us together, and here we are now, practically, I don't know, 5 months later, and now we're doing some amazing work together now, and that is facilitating change on the planet and offering people tools and spaces and places to meet their true self. So let's go back to your life with your husband and the struggle, because it sounds like you were really struggling for survival and being in a marriage and also a marriage with your job, with your career that was also ending, right? So tell us, what was that like and what was life speaking to you? What was it like? Did you receive like one giant aha moment or was it a series of ahas?
Look, I think it was a series of aha moments. I knew our marriage was doomed from before we even got married. And my dad, the day before the wedding, said, you can get out of this if you want. Like, it's not going to matter. We don't care about the money. You know, if you want out of this marriage, he, you know, my ex-husband has alcohol issues, has drug issues, or did then anyway. And there was violence. It was mainly verbal abuse, which doesn't make it any easier, but it was that constant stress. So I was living this life at home. Then I'd go to work and I was a social worker. So I was working with families in very similar situations. So it just wasn't aligned. I was talking to the mums about, you know, gaining strength and, you know, that you need to protect your children and that, you know, you need to be true to yourself and who you are. And yet I was going home and living this lie.
Wow.
So then for me, it was probably over 3 or 4 years. I went, I need to get out of this. At no time did I ever believe it was my fault. I was just in a situation that I was finding difficult to get out of because, you know, he would make those standard threats of, I'm going to come and burn the house down and, you know, you and the kids better look out, that sort of stuff. Mm-hmm. But I knew internally, I knew that none of this abuse was my fault. So I still had my core essence in play and was looking for answers. And, you know, without going into too much details, he one Sunday got incredibly drunk, did quite a lot of damage to our home, and that was that point where I was able to get him out of the home. So, you know, police were called, all that sort of stuff, and so from that point on, he was no longer in the home. And I had always said to him, when you go, and you will go, that'll be it. There is no reconciliation or trying to work on the marriage. That's it. So he knew that that was it. But then what happened, that was in the May. About 2 months later, he had a horrific work accident. He was working in a timber mill and lost his left arm. So that was, you know, multiple other injuries. But for him, that was that turning point in his life, in his journey, that turned him into a better person. Throughout that accident, I supported him because that's the type of person I am. He's the father of our children. He had very little family support. And so I was the one that rushed down to Melbourne to the hospital, and I was the one that would, you know, was there for a few weeks with him while he was in a coma and all that sort of stuff, and then bringing the children down to see him and supporting them through that journey. It really made me aware that I needed to do more with my life and that I needed to disentangle myself from him to start with and to really get some clarity on what I was doing and where I was going. And at that point, you know, I really didn't know what that journey was. And then, like a lot of women, I went and saw Eat, Pray, Love. By Elizabeth Gilbert, and I sat in the movie theatre and I turned to my best friend and I said, well, the day I turn 40, I'm going to go away for 3 months with the boys. And it was just a very quick decision. It was 12 months later, and the day I turned 40, we took off for Vietnam and spent 3 months travelling through Cambodia, Thailand, Malaysia, and then down to Bali. And for me, that was that journey that changed my life, that showed me that I needed to change, that I needed to look at the career I was doing, because I was totally burnt out as a social worker. For those of you that are in that welfare arena, you know how draining it can be every day. So I'd been doing that for, you know, it was 26 years when I left. But within that, I'd been going home to a marriage that I wasn't fulfilled in, that I was, you know, that was full of stress. I was managing 2 children in that stress. And then after the marriage ended, I was dealing with all all the emotions of that, plus being a single parent. So there was no one filling up my cup. So I got to that point where I could barely even function anymore. So, yeah, going off on this journey to Asia, and I say that there were four aha moments for me. One of them was in this trip, and we had a night in this kind of Russian mafia hotel up near the foothills of China, and the boys were fighting. They were, you know, young, and they'd been fighting the whole trip because suddenly they had to spend every minute together. And I ended up in the bathroom in the fetal position sobbing. And I just got all this stuff out. By the time I came out of the bathroom, they were fine and watching a video. But for me, that was the release of all this stuff that I'd been stuffing down and compressing inside myself had come out. And the next day we were going to some hill tribes for a couple nights, and we went down around this valley, and there was the whole valley in front of us, and there was a rainbow. It had been raining, and I made the guys stop on the motorbikes, and it was that seeing that took your breath away and reduced you to tears, just the beauty of it. Mm-hmm. And for me, I say that was my first aha moment, where I knew things really had to change. I knew when I went home that things had to be different, and I had to take a breath from where I was and look at what else I could do, because I wasn't going to be able to function for much longer in that setting. So those 3 months really gave me clarity.
Yeah.
Stopped me, you know, relying on men, because I've been with different men since my marriage had broken up. And it really taught me that I had to be me and start to stand in my power before I could do anything about the rest of my life and the people I was with.
I think that is just an incredible story that a lot of women can relate to. And, you know, leaving a career, a profession, and leaving a relationship when it's outgrown its value. And the fact that you were teaching or speaking to other families about the same thing that was happening in your life, we always teach what it is that we need to learn. So it took a lot of courage for you to do what you did. We're going to keep, you know, going into the story. We'll be right back. We're going to take a quick break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We'll be right back.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
A Space of Allowing Radio with Coach Nancy Coco, welcoming all that wants to be present today. Tune in Thursdays every first and third week at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Coach Nancy helps you find a space of allowing. Join Coach Nancy to explore what lives at your edges and to bring more of yourself home. For more information, visit NancyCocoCoaching.com.
Demystifying the Journey on From Here to There Radio with your host, Diane Garris. Tune in every third Wednesday, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Diane helps you get from where you are now to the life you envision. Get ready to get unstuck and move forward. Every show features a new special segment, New Age Notes, demystifying hot metaphysical topics of the day. For more information or to work with Diane, visit DianeGarris.com.
Charlene Hess is a redheaded powerhouse of energy, love, and light. As a hairstylist, personal trainer, and life coach, she empowers people to develop a deeper connection with themselves mentally, emotionally, and physically. Join Charlene the third Friday of each month on The Cornelia Stephanie Show. Get ready to experience your highest self, find your purpose, and discover your calling. You too can become unstoppable, shining your light and sharing your gift. Visit Charlene at charlenehess.com.
Are you ready to attract abundance, release stress, look and feel younger, all from your smartphone? Get Pure Light, a free mobile app with audios that transmit powerful frequencies to shift anything in your life. Created by some of the world's top energy healers, these audios have created miracles, often quickly. Enjoy the latest in conscious technology and download Pure Light today. To find out more, visit purelightaudio.com.
Would you like your next chapter to be free from fear and angst? Tune in to Your Next Chapter Radio, navigating through life's transitions with Shelley Ryan the fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific on transformationtalkradio.com. Shelley's contagious enthusiasm guides you through life's transitions deliberately, mindfully, and funnily. For Your Next Chapter coaching or to listen, visit yournextchaptercoaching.com or call 602-617-8351. Next!
Welcome back. We're listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, and I'm here with my guest, Liesl Albrecht. And she was talking before we went to break about this huge leap that she was about to undergo. And tell us about the huge leap, the awakening that was happening for you.
Yeah. So we'd come back from Asia, and I knew something had to change. And for me, it was particularly professionally, but that still took about another, I don't know, 3 or 4 years. So because I'd come back and I'd had this time away, I wasn't looking for a relationship, wasn't looking for any of those things. And, of course, that's the time you find them the most. And I passed my ex-manager in the hallway one day and I went, ah, it's him. Like, what? So him and I began seeing each other, and he is just the most supportive man and being so supportive in this journey, because then I had three more of those aha moments. I was in Europe with a group of people that I took on a little tour, and I said to them, there's only one time you can walk out of the Venice train station and see the Grand Canal for the first time. So they were all pumped for this, you know, walking out and seeing it. And when we did, like, some of them were crying, like it was overwhelming. Some of them had wanted to go there, like, their whole lives. And even my young son, who was about 9 or 10 at that time, he was like, wow, Mum, look at the water. Look, there's boats and there's no cars. And that was that moment that I went, I want to see people seeing things for the first time.
Oh.
And at that time, I thought it was just in the sense of seeing places. Now I know it's about having those moments of clarity where everything changes. Mm-hmm. So I had that moment. Then the next year I was on a cruise, and I'd always wanted to go to Turkey, to Istanbul, to the Grand Bazaar. So we awoke in the morning and we opened the blinds, and there was Istanbul, and there was East and West and two continents, and the sounds of Turkey and the incense in the air and the call to prayer. And that was when I also knew that I need to be showing people things that they normally wouldn't see. So, again, that was that internal stuff. I need to be showing women particularly these internal bits that they don't see in their everyday lives. And then that final aha moment for me was on that same trip, and we went to the Trevi Fountain. Now, my grandmother and I used to watch, you know, Roman Holiday and all those old movies together, and we'd always said that we would go to Rome to the Trevi Fountain together, and we didn't get to do that. So that was like that pilgrimage and that final step in my process where I went, no, I have to make huge changes now. So I went home from long service. Well, I was on long service leave at that time, and I still had a month to go, and I was going to Bali for that month. Now, anyone that's been to Bali knows that there, because of where the ley lines cross and that, it's an island where you get complete clarity and you get complete knowing about the path you need to take. Mm. But just before that, we got back and I went into work to have coffee with the girls. Now, we were a really close group and I felt sick that morning. I cried all the way in the car. And I thought, I don't know what's going on here. But then I realised I couldn't go back to work. That thought of going back and into people's trauma,
yeah,
was, and trauma of my workmates as well, you know, it was too much. So that's when I had to go, what else can I do? And Dennis, being the darling man he is, said, why don't you run retreats full time? And I went, oh, that's perfect. So then I could spend a year building the business. And on the 17th of November, in 4 years ago this year, I took the plunge and I left my job and been running retreats ever since. So it's very, very exciting.
Yeah, and it seems like, you know, all your life, everything has prepared you up until this point, including your love for travel.
And, totally.
Right? Love for global travel and providing amazing places where people can truly come home to retreat to themselves and so that they can discover who they are, right?
Totally, totally. And it is, I like that. It is about that coming home. And, you know, yes, we go to amazing places around the world, but it doesn't matter where you are and where you run a retreat. If you're holding that space as a facilitator for people to come home to themselves, that's where the miracles happen. And that's where they go home feeling totally transformed and totally different and wanting, you know, some sort of changes in their life.
Yeah. And so now here you are, a full-blown entrepreneur.
Totally
full-blown entrepreneur and successful. And you've been running retreats and it's going well. And you're also expanding in a large, large way because you just received a download. It was this year. And then you started again, going home, taking action and, you know, scaling on a large scale. And we're gonna tell the audience about that in just a moment. But let's tell people how they can find out more about you and what you do. Let's tell your website.
Yep. So my main website is www.liesl-albrecht.com. I'm sure there will be a link to this that you'll put in, Stephanie. So through that, you can see the different things I do, things like mentoring sessions, online courses, in live training, which I've actually got coming up at the end of October back in Kauai. So I'm very excited about that. But from the website, you can actually book a 30-minute retreat exploration call with me. You know, jump on, have a quick chat and chat about what it is you want to do and what it is you need. And then we can, you know, I'm a very transparent person. I work in a very feminine business model. So I won't bulldust anyone and try to sell them, you know, $40,000 worth of nothing. I will, you know, talk to you about what you want to do and how I can support you the most.
Yeah. And so you have an event coming up in Kauai. I think it's in October or November.
It's in October. I wrote the dates down because I've got so many dates in my head. It's from Sunday the 28th of October through to Thursday the 1st of November. So it's 5 days, but they're also standalone days. So if people can just come for two or three of them or even one of them that suits them the best, then that's totally doable.
I see. And so what is it that you're going to be doing the event about in Kauai? What event is that, right?
Yeah. So I've developed 18 steps to retreat success. So that steps you through from that very first moment of I want to run a retreat right through to how you feel when you come home. So marketing, budgeting, getting all those foundations right so that when you run your retreat and your event, you get it right the first time.
Right. So you're training people how to facilitate their own retreats. And that's what you're doing. And that's what this training is about in Kauai in October. And all that information is listed on your website, right?
It certainly is, under the live workshops.
Under live workshops. And then we're also given a free gift today away for our listeners. And do you want to tell us what that is about?
Yeah, so that is about the 30-minute discovery calls with me. But when you look on the website, the price of the training is generally $1,300. So it is still very affordable. But today, for our listeners, I'm doing a special deal for just $900 per person to come along for the whole 5 days. So it really is a jam-packed offer.
Wow, that's amazing. $900 for 5 days of learning? Yeah. That's incredible. So, yeah, and what is it that the listeners have to do to get access to that? Do they email you?
Yes, they can email me, and I'm sure the email address will be in the links, but it's also on the website where you can click through a link to email me. And in the email, just say, I heard you on the Cornelia Show, and I would like to talk to you about coming along to the training. And again, we'll jump on a quick call to see if it's perfect for you. And we just go from there.
It sounds so exciting. It's just so wonderful what you're doing with living your passion and helping other people live their passion. And that, again, takes a lot of courage, Liesl. It takes a lot of courage to be that kind of a woman today, to trust her heart, and to be in her calling, and then to live it out loud like you're doing. But what a wonderful role model and example you are to your sons. So how old are they today?
They're 20 and 15.
Yeah, 20 and 15. And I bet they are just delighted with how you're living your life today, right?
Yes, they are. And especially the presents I bring them back from my different trips.
Oh, I bet. That's a wonderful role model and a wonderful example.
Thank you.
Showing the youth on, you know, what it's like to live your dreams. So, Liesl, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Living Heaven on Earth.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
Love Living Radio Ignite Your Whole Being with Emily Perkins is a show for those looking to explore the sparkling magnificence of their inner selves. Tune in every second and fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific as Emily sheds a radiant light of love on the beauty and power that resides within you. Discussing love in all its forms through conversations that provoke awareness, curiosity, and expansion, Emily shares the unlimited power of love. For more information or to listen to this show, visit lovelivingholistics.com.
Introducing New Soul Science, an introductory course with Ruby Betty, offering profound wisdom alongside radically simple concepts and techniques that collapse time, allowing instantaneous personal transformation. The foundational techniques of this introductory course reveal the profound inner ability each human has to access and fulfill their individual soul script or soul promise. Awakening this ability leads to the mastery of one's destiny. The concepts are totally original, immensely powerful, and completely revolutionary. They ignite an infinite fire within each listener, fueling one's ability to live out their unique soul promise. Are you ready to become more aware and access amazing personal transformation? This course is available now at rubybetty.co.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
Do you believe you are meant to live with more joy, but you're just not sure how to get it? What does the phrase, "give me the joy," make you feel? Join me, Lynn Horde, every second and fourth Thursday, 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern, on the Give Me the Joy Show, as I take you on a journey to peel back the layers so you can take back your joy. To find out more about my work as the Joy Coach, including my popular programs, Joy School and Joy at Work, visit lynnhorde.com.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, and I'm talking with Liesl Albrecht, and we're talking about what it's like to be a full-blown entrepreneur, and what did it really take to get there?
Yeah, well, it's a pretty big journey, and for those of you that have left employment and stepped into that business of working for yourself, for me, I thought, oh, I'm going to step into this and it's going to be awesome, and, you know, people are talking about earning, you know, 30K a month and working 2 hours a week and all this stuff. No. I wish that had been how it was at the start. But for me, I'd come from a workplace that was, we were talking every day. There was lots of people around me. I was out visiting families. I was constantly surrounded by people. And so suddenly to be sitting behind a desk trying to negotiate social media was like, oh my gosh, like, what have I done? You know, there's no wage coming in every fortnight. I've got to work out how to, you know, scale this business. And at that point, I was just running retreats. And I really thought in my head, because all my retreats had filled so easily before, I really thought in my head, I'll just put out all these retreats and they're awesome and creative and wonderful and people will just sign up. And no, yeah. I quickly realized that I had to build the business from the ground up and get known and be consistent on social media, be telling everybody about what I'm doing. And that's why I started to do that. Then I had some business coaching. I didn't even know what a business coach was before I left employment. And she said to me, you've been running retreats for, you know, 20 something years. Why aren't you teaching people? Everybody wants to run a retreat. And I knew, like, during my social work days, I was a trainer. I had a stint as a high school teacher. You know, I knew how to stand up in front of a group and teach them. So what I did was I worked out that I knew all the processes to running a retreat, from that what your why is right through to how to feel when you come home. So I wrote a manual, and that's developed into the 18 steps of retreat success. But for me, that entrepreneurial journey, and, you know, you see those memes on Facebook and Instagram, how it's like a hill,
yeah,
and you're going up and down. That's exactly what it is, you know. You're on this absolute high because you've been on a retreat and you've watched people's lives change in front of you, or you're working with another entrepreneur to make their retreat happen and you see their photos and you have that debrief with them when they get home, and they're those highs. But then you have the weeks where you might not have any consults, or you might not, you know, sell a copy of your manual, and you're going, oh, this, you know, what is this? This is horrible. Why am I doing this? And it really is like a roller coaster of keeping yourself in check, I think, and going, okay, I'm starting to feel this way. I'm starting to feel like, oh, I'm hopeless at my business. You know, okay, I see those points. You know, what can I do to level myself out, back out again?
Right. And, you know, and you really have to be able to be good with your financial as well, simply because if you don't know how to be good with your money or budget your money, then when those low times come, then you really, then you're not okay, because like sometimes it comes in and then other times it doesn't come in. And to really kind of plan for that. But a lot of people, like you said, in the beginning, you're thinking, oh, you just have to work a couple of hours and you can just do your retreats and it's all going to fill up and it's going to be like magic. But people don't realize, you know, we work so hard being entrepreneurs, and it really does take a lot of dedication. It takes a lot of commitment, and it takes strategy, continuous strategy, wouldn't you say, to always look and see what's working, what's not working, what you can improve on. And so what do you wish that you would have known back then? When you started out?
Yeah. I wish there had been more people teaching how to run retreats that talked at that realistic level, that talked at the level of, okay, you know, these outcomes are fantastic, but this is what you have to do. You have to spend 12 months building your reputation. You have to be talking to everybody about what you're doing, and also around the marketing, you know. Social media changes so much, but those basic principles of marketing, of you know, those no trust like factors, you know, building those relationships is super important. Most people come to a retreat because they know who you are, or they've watched you. They've watched what you do and how you've presented yourself. There's probably 2% of people that'll see an ad on Facebook and sign up. Or be searching on the web and see a retreat and sign up. But that's very rare. So it's about building those relationships. And I wish I'd known that and some of those things right at the very beginning. You know, how to identify your ideal client.
Right. And, you know, and it's like the marketing piece is so huge, because you continuously have to sell your passion. Sell what it is that you're doing. And it doesn't just, you can't just be quiet about it, because nobody else is going to come in and sell it for you. You have to be like the best salesperson in the world and tell everybody. And that's really what it's about. Like, why your business, or why your service, or why what it is that you do, it stands apart from the next person that's out there that's also doing retreats or whatever, but somebody that's really going to want to grow with you, that's going to want to learn from you, like you said, building a relationship. Yeah,
exactly. And it's about, you know, as a facilitator, holding that space so that when they do see your posts on Facebook, you know, I've had women chase me out of the supermarket because the girl behind, you know, the cashier says, oh, what have you done today? And I'll say, oh, I'm just organizing a retreat to, you know, France or Hawaii or somewhere like that. And they will, you know, I've had women pull me up in the car park and say, sorry, I couldn't help overhearing what you were talking about. Can I get some more information?
Yeah.
So it's about... Sorry, you go.
Well, I was going to say, that's really what I see about you. You know, you are on Facebook sharing. You were just at a retreat. It was like, what? When was that? A week ago?
A weekend retreat that I hosted.
A weekend retreat. And again, it looked like it was super fun. Right away draws you in. You know, you were there with your women, the women that you brought to Kauai with you.
Some of them
were there. And I said, oh, I love those women, because I got a chance to meet them. And they were at my workshop as well. And it's beautiful how you share your gift, what it is that you do, with the people that are in your everyday life also, right?
Yeah. Thank you. Yes. But it's important, you know. I've really found a new tribe since I've started this journey, and that tribe of women that, you know, are in their divine feminine and are in the roles that they're meant to be here for. And I love that. I love these connections that I'm building every day.
Yes, yes, you are building every day. And I want to start talking a little bit about this amazing download that you had this year, and what this new business that you are doing, in addition to your retreat trainings, you're also launching retreats for resorts. You have launched it already. And yes. So let's talk about that.
This, when I was in Honolulu, I went to a Body, Mind, Spirit expo, and I've never been into crystals or anything like that, but, you know, we had these series of events that led us to this Body, Mind, Spirit expo, and I picked up a rather large Lemurian crystal, and I just got all these messages of what I'm meant to be doing, and that was around holding space and being a space holder for hundreds of people. And at that same time, I received an email which led me to talking to a resort in Phuket called 180 Wellness, and them saying, how can we work together? What can you do for us that really highlights what we do as a resort?
Wonderful. Yeah. And so what can you do? And then what happened?
So then I started thinking about, you know, okay, what can I do? And I thought, I can actually send you 10 retreats next year. I know enough facilitators. I've worked with enough people that I know will give high quality retreats. And so I talked to them about this idea of them taking on 10 retreats next year, them doing all the bookings for it, and our facilitators really just turning up and doing what they're here to do. And then I thought, why does this have to be one resort? And now we're talking to about 15 resorts all over the world. Our goal is 100 retreats for 2019 and 500 retreats for 2020.
That's huge. That is a huge space you're holding all over the world, where you're bringing facilitators to retreats, to resorts, so that they can share their gifts. And I know I signed up. I'm one of them.
You have?
And I'm so excited because this is absolutely serving so many people. It's a win-win for a lot of people. And I just want to thank you so much for listening to your intuitive and listening and actually taking action on such a big mission. And now you're inhabiting this amazing place and inviting other people to join you around the world so that we can really hone in and come home to the truth of who we are. It's a wonderful, wonderful way. Thank you so much, Lisa. We're going to take another break and we'll be right back on the Cornelia Stephanie Show.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving. Even in the face of adversity, say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Ignite your inner magic on Grow Your Soul Radio with Jane Matanga. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Jane Matanga explores how to overcome your fears to help you gain the inspiration you need to awaken your path to joy. Learn the way to life mastery and the enlightened path with Grow Your Soul Radio. For more information on Jane Matanga and her work, visit enlightened-path.com.
Would you like your next chapter to be free from fear and angst?
Tune in to Your Next Chapter Radio, navigating through life's transitions with Shelley Ryan the fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shelley's contagious enthusiasm guides you through life's transitions deliberately, mindfully, and funnily. For Your Next Chapter coaching or to listen, visit YourNextChapterCoaching.com or call 602-617-8351. Next!
Are you your story? Or can you change your story? Can you change what you believe to be true about yourself and your circumstances as part of your healing journey? What if you were to change your expectations? What if you were to invite ease and cooperation into every day and then step back and see what happens? It might just be easier. I'm Megan Edge. And I hope that you'll join me on my new radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
Want to find out more about Megan Edge? Visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. I wanted to let you all know about some events that are coming up and some events that we've just recently produced. I just launched a new radio show called The Millionaire Imprint for Women, and you can tune in to that particular show on Fridays. It's a new movement about financial empowerment, and you can find out more about that at CorneliaStephanie.com. And in addition, I am offering a support women's circle called Wealthy Roots for All Women. And that is a bi-weekly Zoom meeting with me for 1 year for the low price of $396 for the year. And this is an amazing deal that I'm making available for all the women that are ready to shift their financial situation and really rise rooted in spiritual and material abundance. And also, when we work together as a group, there's so much more that we can do together as a group. And meeting bi-weekly is a really, really powerful way to do that. So I invite all of you from around the world to join me at Wealthy Roots for All Women, and you can go to CorneliaStephanie.com and you can see this box and it says Wealthy Roots. Click on that and subscribe. And everybody that signs up is going to get a free 1 hour session with me that you can split 30 minutes, 30 minutes. And this can be with anything around manifesting, really stepping into your abundance and whatever it is that's up for you as far as karmic cleansing or karmic clearing, any type of empowerment. So I really encourage you to go to CorneliaStephanie.com and look for the Wealthy Roots logo. So, Liesl, it's been an incredible hour of learning about your life and learning about your journey, and very inspired by you. And so grateful for this amazing creation of what it is that you're doing. As you can tell, we're doing things on a large scale, right? We're doing things on a large scale because it's really time for us to rise rooted in our spiritual and material abundance. And that is being entrepreneurs, doing what we love, helping other people, shining our lights as bright as we can, and walking our talk, being authentic, walking our talk, and supporting other people to do the same. So what is it that you want to say in these last final, I think it is 8 minutes, about your amazing business that you've created, what your visions are, and what it is that we can do to support you?
Yeah. So for me, there's kind of, I guess, two bits of magic that I want to weave, and that is giving men and women, and we're branching into retreats with children as well through Retreats for Resorts, give them that space that they can truly connect with who they are, they can come home and start to implement changes in their lives, implement those, you know, that beautiful magic that happens when you step into that retreat space. It's, you know, if you haven't been on a retreat, you can't truly understand what that means, because you do, you truly go, and a retreat run well, you come home different.
Yeah.
And they can be small, minor changes where you know you have to, you know, walk for 10 minutes every day, or they can be huge life-changing transformations where everything has to shift and you've started that process on the retreat. But the other side of that is that magic that retreat facilitators create. And for me, holding that space and giving them the methods and the practical support behind their retreats, and then watching them go out in the world and that ripple effect. You know, I can work with 10 facilitators and that's 100 people's lives that can be affected. And I was talking to a resort in Abu Dhabi the other day, and the woman and I were talking about how retreats for resorts is part of that. And there's people that come to resorts that wouldn't normally go on a retreat because they wouldn't want to leave their families or, you know, whatever the reasons are. But by bringing retreats to resorts, it's about bringing that world a bit closer together and connecting people in a way that they've never been connected before. Because the bonds on a retreat that are formed, and whether it's, you know, 5 years or 20 years in between times you see them. I know I was running young leadership retreats back in the late 90s, and, you know, those young people that are now adults with their own families, you know, when they get together, that connection is still there. You know, you're immediately put back into how you felt at the retreat. And that's what I want. I want to build those connections on a worldwide scale. So you've got a retreat where maybe there's, you know, people from Canada, New Zealand, South Africa, Dubai, you know, and people come together and those bonds of world friendship are formed.
Right. And it's something that is priceless because you normally would never experience that otherwise, where cultures can come together. And especially, I think it's such a brilliant idea when you're on vacation already and now you're at a resort, and then the facilitators come there and bring their magic, bring that peace and what they're doing. And what a brilliant idea to bring the children and the men, because that's really where we can really bond that family unit, yes, that friendship, that connection, that community, right? And so I love that. And then to make retreats a normal thing and live our life retreating on a regular, consistent basis. So rather than people thinking, I'm going to go on vacation, that they think, I'm going to go on a retreat,
yep,
right?
Yep, totally.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Lisa, let's tell everybody again how they can find your website, and yep, also about the free giveaway that you have for everybody, mm-hmm, today, and how they can access it.
Yeah. So my website is www.lisalaubrecht.com. And on that, you will see there is a link to sign up for a free discovery retreat call. So, and that'll send me an email and I'll send you all the links and all that sort of stuff. But also, if people want to be a facilitator on retreats for a resort, I'm setting up a mailing list for facilitators to begin the process in about June 2019. We're right for next year, but if you think, I would love to do that, I would love to go to a retreat and a resort and run my retreat, then get on the waiting list, because come May, June next year, I'm going to be looking for about 200 more facilitators.
Right. And so let's talk about the free giveaway.
And the free giveaway is to sign up for those discovery calls. but also to, if you'd like to come to the retreat training in Kauai, just shoot me an email. Let me know that you've seen this interview with Cornelia and you will get a really special deal.
Right. And that that retreat or that training is in end of October, beginning November, and it's 5 days, but people don't have to come for the whole 5 days.
No.
So
no.
You're making it really user-friendly for people.
Totally.
And what is your email again? Would you spell it out for us here?
Yes. Yeah, so it's admin, A-D-M-I-N, at retreats, R-E-T-R-E-A-T-S, foresorts.com. I had to really think about that.
You did that so great. I didn't mean it literally. But thank you so much, Lisa. You are an amazing woman. Thank you so much for everything that you're doing for the world. Thanks for listening and tuning in. We'll see you next time on The Cornelia Stephanie Show.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.